Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Little Dove Sparkling Water by Dodie Bird Dixon is an inspiring children's story of faith in God's love. A gifted dove who ignores wise old coyote's warning and almost loses her life, if not for the saving grace of God. A beautifully told story of the redeeming truth, the spiritual rebirth through the memorable symbol of a gray dove who turns pure white and shining with God's blessing. Dodie Bird Dixon grew up in Northern California, about 40 miles from the Oregon border. She married and has two children, a daughter, Robin, and a son, Russell, who is her co-author of Little Dove Sparkling Water. A loving grandmother, Dodie dedicates the book to her granddaughter, Cassie, the inspiration for the story. And Cassie Cotter is with us on This Week in America to talk about Little Dove Sparkling Water, written by Dodie Bird Dixon, her grandmother, and co-written by Russell Cleland, Dodie's son, and Cassie's father. It's an engaging book introducing children to the gospel in a unique and touching way. Great to have you with us here on the program. There's so much to talk about in this wonderful book that your grandmother has written, and you're here to talk today. Tell us a little bit about why she decided to write this particular book, what the inspiration was.
Yeah, so I was in a program here in Mountain Home, Arkansas, for my addiction that I was in for about 8 years almost. I was addicted to IV drugs, meth, and I was in a program, and she came from California to come visit me when I had my pass. And she was inspired by, you know, my testimony. I was in a faith-based program, and when I was telling her about my addiction, because she didn't really know how bad it was, I was telling her about how, you know, I tried to commit suicide by overdosing, and I was telling her, you know, that whenever I had tried to commit suicide with my overdose, that I felt a presence and I felt life being breathed into me. And I knew that I had to get help. I was able to get up and make the right decision that I needed to change my life and get my kids back. I had two little girls that I had given away to family members to take care of. And it was just time for me to change. And I was telling her that story. And, you know, she was not a believer at the time. And I believe that through that, God really worked on her. And, you know, the Holy Spirit had told her that she needed to write a children's book about that, about, you know, a bird getting in trouble, not listening to anybody, which is me at that time was not listening.
And, yes.
Through that, I think God just gave her the book and through my life and my testimony of me being changed through that.
You know, and it's such an amazing book, and the story of the inspiration behind this is really amazing. What she learned from you and what she's now putting in this book that's reaching so many children with a very positive message. Yeah. Our guest on the program is Cassie Cotter. Her grandmother, Dodie Bird Dixon, is the author of the book Little Dove Sparkling Water. What was the main reason in your grandmother's mind to doing this? I'm sure it was to inspire other people, but she's done it in such a remarkable way. It's a great story with an entertaining story for young people with a very powerful message.
Yeah, I think her sole goal was just to reach people of all ages. I think that, you know, I know that it's from my addiction that it's inspired by, but you would never know that reading the book. And I think that she wanted children to get a hold of an inspiring way to understand the gospel of Jesus. And then also knowing that it's good for adults too, that you can read it to your child and it's not about what you think it is or about what it's truly about. You would never even know. So I really think that's the main goal, is just reaching everybody and showing them the gospel.
You know, it's interesting, the relationship with your grandmother, when she fully realized the scope of what you went through, you brought her closer to God in that as well. This was an inspiration story that's impacts your grandmother as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it actually impacted, you know, my whole family. You know, they say, you know, one addicted person affects 10 people, you know, and it affects the whole family. It's not just that one person going through it. It affects everybody. And when that one person can affect it negatively to other people, imagine when they get clean and get right and especially find God, it just changes everything. I think when I got saved and my life changed, she knew how bad I was. And when she seen what God did, she knew it could only have been God that changed my life. And, you know, it affected my mom, my dad, my whole family, my kids, everybody who walked through that darkness with me also was brought to a better light too.
What brought you to that point when you realized I need to do something? Was there one turning point, or was it a series that sort of evolved that you realized I've got to get my life together? I have people who love me. I love these people. Yeah. How did you get to that point?
Well, I think once I lost everything, I had to really find the end of myself. And I think I just was reaching further and further into my addiction. And, you know, I had family that was saying, you know, you need to, your kids need you, your little girls need you. It's time. You know, I would miss court dates and I was getting arrested and getting in trouble. And I think once I realized that I was really about to lose my kids forever, I needed to find the end of myself. I really just didn't want to live anymore. And that was either get help and I didn't know how to do that, or as I just didn't want to be in this world anymore. And I think once God gave me that chance, I knew that it had to have been something that saved me from what I did. And I don't know, he just put something in me that was like, I need help. I don't know. I think it was just totally God that did that.
And it was so powerful. Your grandmother picked up on that, and it was life-altering for her as well. And she's taken this story, put it in this children's book, Little Dove Sparkling Water, by Dodie Bird Dixon. Co-author is Cassie's dad, Russell Cleland. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. Let's talk a little bit about the story. Once your grandmother gets this idea that she's going to tell your story in a children's book, she comes up with this forest with this dove that I talked about. Briefly, what is the storyline behind Little Dove Sparkling Water?
Yeah. So as a kid, you know, me and my grandma were very close as I was a kid. My parents, you know, they came from addiction too. And so me and my grandma were very close, and she used to take me to these sweat lodges. And we would pray and, you know, you'd go in this tent and they'd shower rocks with water. It was just a sweat lodge. And I was the youngest girl that would go in there with all of these adult people. And the head guy, Walking Eagle, had given me an Indian name called Little Dove. And he told me that I was going to purify the earth, you know, that I was going to be a light to people. And little did he know, you know, the depth of that name.
Yes.
And so we've always carried that with me. So she's got an Indian name, and then I've got Little Dove Sparkling Water. And so that was the story behind the name. And I don't know, I think that whenever she heard my story and God had given her that, she knew that it had to be about a dove and a forest and everything else that's involved with the book.
What was it like as your grandmother and your dad were working on this book? They were basically using the motivation of your story to get a message, a very powerful message out there to children. And it was all inspired by you. How did you feel as this was all evolving?
Really inspired. You know, in the program, I was the women's home director for a while I was there after I graduated, and I've really moved up there because it was my life to want to, you know, God put it in me to want to give others the same thing that happened to me. And I used to read that book, to them, and I would just cry the whole time because the details in it are exactly what happened to me. You know, the details, and I don't even think she truly know the details, and that's how I knew it was God, that he gave her this idea, and the way that she just was so obedient and submitted to the vision of it, you know, I just super inspired. It just means so much to me that, you know, I feel like God recognizes me, and he knows what I went through, and it's just a reminder that he loves me, and, you know, and I think it'll be a good reminder to others that God loves everybody. And wants everybody to be closer to him.
You know, it's interesting because your message is out there now. Was that difficult for you in the beginning? Because you've got to open up. I mean, you're very open here as to what you went through, how you got through it, where you are today. Was there ever any thinking that, do I really want to expose myself and tell my story?
No, I'm not ashamed of what I've gone through. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. God has done something amazing in me, and everybody needs to know about it. That's what we're called to do as Christians. We're called to spread the light, spread the gospel, bring people closer to Jesus. It's our job. It's a command from Jesus, and I'm more than happy. I mean, I get a little nervous, but you know, I'm not ashamed, and it's an honor and a privilege that God would choose me to be able to share my life story and what happened to me.
Well, I don't sense any nervousness at all. It's a passion that you have for telling the story and using your life as an example in this remarkable turnaround. Our guest on the program is Cassie Cotter. She's talking about the book written by her grandmother and her father, Little Dove Sparkling Water. And in fact, as she just said, she is Little Dove Sparkling Water. The book is available wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon, for example, Reader's Magazine. .com, a good place to get it. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on. This is really a good book for children in that they can read it. They can read it with their parents and their grandparents. They can read it to them. They can read it with them and ask questions along the way. It's a great book for discussion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It brings up all sorts of questions, and the parent, the grandparent, has a chance to interject and help spread the message, understand the message behind what was written in the book. How does your grandmother feel about this? I mean, she's done this book. She's touching so many people and your father. You know, besides telling a remarkable story, it's a tribute to what you went through and how you faced it and turned your life around. It has to be an exciting time for them as well.
Yeah, she's ecstatic. She was just telling me last night that for the first time since all of this started, she's able to talk about it without crying. I just think we've all been through a lot, and to see a good outcome, which doesn't happen often, but it does in some way sometimes. It's rare, but it does happen. She's super excited, and so is my dad. It's just an amazing thing that only God could have done.
How would you address people in similar situations or family members as they're hearing the story or reading the book, and they may have someone they suspect is having a problem, but they don't know how to reach out to them, or a young person who has a problem like you were going through, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? How do I stop my life spinning out of control? What advice would you give them?
Well, as a child, and growing up, I think, and go walking through my addiction too, I think the main thing I hold on to is the people in my life that tried to speak life into me and try to be positive. And, you know, I felt alone a lot. And I think that without the people that, you know, God put in my life, I think it would have been a lot harder for me. And the prayers that people prayed over me, and even when I didn't even know, I know I had people praying for me and that wanted a better life for me, but didn't really know how to help me. You know, my biggest advice would just be to keep people in your lives, reach out. Don't ever be alone, because that's something that the enemy wants to drive us further into destruction. You know, and to like parents who have children in addiction or have, you know, any life controlling issue. You know, it just depends how bad it is. I mean, sometimes there's not really much you can do. Sometimes we feel like if we help them or give them money or try to be there in some sort of way that it helps them. It's usually not the case. I know that a form of enablement is not really healthy. And so really my advice would be, don't stop praying. Don't give up. It will happen. God can change anybody. Nobody is too far gone that God can't fix. And, you know, to the addict or to person with a life controlling issue, reach out. Don't be alone. We're not promised tomorrow. And now is the time to get help. And now is the time to do what you need to do to get right. Sometimes we're just so afraid. We don't know. Like with me, I didn't know how to get help. I didn't know what to do. I just knew I had to do something. And taking that first step is everything.
This is really a story too about the amazing power of God, isn't it? What he's able to do in people's lives.
Yes. Yes. It's all God.
And continuing, talk about your life today. I love your enthusiasm. I love what you're doing, not only in coming out and talking about the book, addressing your problems, helping other people, but you've got a smile on your face, and life is good right now for you, isn't it?
So it's great, yes. So after a few years of me being in the ministry, I went to International School of Ministry, and which is like a two-year schooling for an associate's degree in biblical studies, and which is offered through the program called Care Center Ministries. And yeah, I was actually ordained as a pastor, and I got married to my husband today, which me and him run the ministry. We have a men's home and a women's home, not together, they're separate locations.
Yes.
And yeah, so we ministered to them and we're there for them. And when I got married to my husband, God restored my two little girls to me. And so now we've got them full time, going on 3 years we've been married, and he has two older boys. So I have, you know, new additional sons in my life. And, life is great. I just never would have thought that a life like this was possible. You know, at first, for like the first year, it was almost too hard for me to grasp the reality that God would give me a good life like this, and that something like this was even real. I used to pinch my husband and say, "Are you even real? Like, is this even, I don't even understand how something like this, like there's no fighting, there's no addiction, there's no lying, there's none of that is here. It's just a life of goodness that is just way more than I could have ever thought possible." And that's God. He does things that blow our minds, you know, that our human brains cannot even comprehend.
You know, it's such an amazing story because you not only turned your life around, you've dedicated your life to God and to helping other people. That has to be very fulfilling. As you're telling that story, it wasn't that many years ago, you never would have thought you would have ended up in this position. If somebody at the depth of your problems would have said to you, if you turn around, I can see you in the ministry. I can see you helping other people. I can see you sharing your story and turning lives around for other people. You couldn't even imagine it, I would think, at that point.
No, and I've actually had people, you know, tell me, you know, you could do great things, you know, you can change your life around, you know, this can help. You know, I've heard that stuff, but I rejected it because it's just like, not me. I'm no good. I'm worthless. You know, nobody would want anything to do with me, you know, was my thought.
Well, that makes it even more relatable because, yes, as you're going through that, everybody's telling you, you can be whatever you want to be, that type of thing. And after a while, it becomes almost a cliche. It's like, I don't think I can do that. And you obviously had that self-doubt there as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. Nothing but self-doubt in myself. No confidence at all.
Which is totally hard to believe. And you can't stop smiling now. So life is really good. And such a touching children's story written by Cassie's mother or grandmother and father, Little Dove Sparkling Water, Dodie Bird Dixon and Russell Cleland. Book available at Amazon, Reader's Magnet, all of the usual places. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope is the takeaway that children get from reading the book and parents and grandparents get as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So I would hope that, you know, cause it's about the bird who ran into some trouble and also has the attitude of, well, I don't need to listen to you and I want to do it my own way, which is a lot of children, especially growing up and learning how to be independent but sometimes can go into a more of a rebellious stage. You know, really, I think the takeaway would be that no matter what happens in life, that even when bad things happen, that we have a hope and a faith in something that can always pull us out, and that you can get through anything that life throws your way.
And your grandmother is a remarkable storyteller as well. She takes this background that you have and decides this is the vehicle I'm going to use to tell this story in an entertaining way that will resonate with young people, adults as well. Is she working on anything else now? She needs to keep this writing career going.
Yes, I think she's going to do like a part two to Little Dove Sparkling Water is what God's got on her heart. I'm not really sure about the details or anything about that. But yes, she has talked about wanting to continue a little series of Little Dove Sparkling Water.
Well, I'm sure she's very proud of you and what you've done, and you're very proud of her for what she's done. And in fact, let's talk about that here in the final seconds. What did this mean to you to have your grandmother? And again, you mentioned from a very early age, you were close with her, very close with her. that she gets involved in a project like this, using you, working with you to spread this message?
Yeah. She would call me and ask me questions about, you know, not really about specifics about what happened, but just what I thought about it. And, you know, she would talk to my dad about what happened with him and what his thoughts are on it. And it was really just kind of a group thing. And I just think it's amazing how God poured into her about everything that happened. And it's just a truly amazing way that it came out in a children's book. It's just so amazing, her take on things and how it could be projected out like that. It's just an honor and a privilege that she would even want to use me for something like that.
Well, it's an engaging book, an inspirational book, introducing the gospel to children in a unique and very touching way. The name of the book is Little Dove Sparkling Water by Dodie Bird Dixon and Russell Cleland. With us on the program is Dodie's granddaughter, Russell's daughter, Cassie Cotter. The book available at Amazon at readersmagnet.com. I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet in getting the word out there on the book. What's that experience been like for you? That's sort of something totally different now. You're working with a published author and you're spreading the word around the country, doing publicity. How's that been for you?
Yeah, I think with Reader's Magnet specifically, it's been a pretty easy transition. You never really know what this kind of stuff looks like. And so I thought it's been very easy and a very smooth transition. And with the, you know, broadcasting and just all this stuff, it's very new and it's very exciting for me. And I know it is for my grandma too.
Well, you do it very well. Any thoughts that you're thinking, maybe I'd like to be an author? I've got some stories that I could tell. Have you been inspired by your grandmother's inspiration to write?
Yes, I have. I've prayed about it and, you know, just waiting for God to open up that door. And, you know, I think that it'd be an amazing story to write about the stuff that I've gone through, maybe not in a children's book, but
yes.
You know, I've always wanted to tell my story in a book. I just, you know, waiting for God to open up that door one day.
When the door opens, let us know. We'd love to have you back to talk about that. Cassie, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Cassie Cotter, our guest. The book, A Little Dove Sparkling Water by Dodie Bird Dixon and Russell Cleland, available at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com. And of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information. Cassie, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
It's a privilege to have you here. The book is so well done, and again, available at Amazon, the usual places, Little Dove Sparkling Water. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.